good morning, everyone. I hope it's a lovely Saturday with you as well as here just by Marble Arch. I'm here with Jester and, is it C Trooper on Twitter? Yes, yeah. C Trooper. And we're here for Million Women Rise. I may not be throwing out as much content today because my power monkey got all used up yesterday and one charge on an iPhone, not going to do a whole march. And I also need to direct myself home, so Google Maps will be getting most of my battery power today. But we were just chatting on the way here about how strange it is that women's marches don't seem to get very much press coverage at all. Is that a problem because it's a yearly thing, do you think?
I think, so this is C Trooper, I think that is the problem because the press don't like to cover things every year, especially when there's Reclaim the Night, and that seems to get some kind of press because it's hucked up around the country. But the real problem is that Million Women Rise is a massive march. It is a massively diverse march in the way of the kind of women that come together. So it's a huge oversight that, you know, there isn't even the Guardian picture isn't of this huge train of women going through London.
Jester, sitting there in the corner fiddling with your camera. So you've been quite a few times before to Million Women Rise. What's the sort of the idea behind Million Women Rise?
Well, it's a march kind of in protest of violence against women and all kinds of sort of oppression of women, basically. And they've got a whole thing on their website, which you should go and have a look at to have more detail.
Is it all over the world, or is it just UK? Or
I think it's kind of, I'm not sure I know, actually. I think it's kind of connected up to a more global movement, like linked to it. But I'm not completely up on that, I've got to admit.
It's part of International Women's Day, isn't it? That's why it's this weekend.
Yeah, International Women's Day is on Monday, and so that's the reason for having it this weekend. Yeah.
And how has the, because I know one of the problems with Reclaim the Night was that the trans policy wasn't particularly clear. Do you know what's going on with the trans policy with Million Women's Rise?
Well, Million Women's Rise organisers emailed us at the F Word to tell us that it is trans inclusive, but have not put on their websites that that is the case. So there you go, that's the...
So
the
it's,
point we're at.
It's not publicised enough yet, is
well,
the problem.
Well, I think the argument is for trans inclusion that it's not the lack of the no, but it's, is there the yes? Like, there needs to be positive, reassurance this is a safe space for trans women. And as of yet, no women's march has agreed to have that, statement of trans women are welcome here.
Not the London ones.
Not
some
the
of
London
the other ones.
Sorry,
you have to give credit to Bristol Reclaim the Night. They've done it really well and kind of a model of how it should be done, I think.
Yeah. And it's not a new problem. This is, the year after year, these questions are raised and everyone's fobbed off with, there isn't enough time to change the policy, there isn't enough time to change the flyers, and then the next year the same flyers turn up with the same mistakes.
And it's really important to make the feminist movement trans, disabled, accessible, because the thing about feminism is that it has to take in at least 50% of the population, doesn't it?
All right. And we are all very women are very diverse. Cis women, trans women, women of, different kinds of able bodies, and women of colour, white women, we're all very different, our needs are very different. And when somebody come together and say, we need to stop violence against women, we're talking about all self-identified women. And if they can't feel safe on the march and be included, it's kind of missing the point.
And you have to include as well sex workers and
yes.
And also, non-middle class women is a really sort of difficult one to... get through to, I think, as well. So it's interesting to see how this wave of feminism is going to try and adapt to that, hopefully.
Yes.
We've still, there's been a long time these mistakes have been made and we still haven't managed the movement to fix them.
Yeah, what's depressing is that these discussions have been happening for so long.
Yeah.
I picked up...
the Bradford women together have just turned up. No, it's a big group.
That is a very big group. Right, so I will be throwing some tweets out because that's quite low battery powered. And I will use my camera to get some nice pictures and video and stuff and probably throw it down later on. But follow the hashtag, what are we using?
MWR tweets.
MWR tweets, if you want to see what's going on today at the massive Million Women Rise March. Take care, everyone.